They'll never stop these guys unless... The only way is if people wake up and they stop listening to them, stop paying taxes, stop voting, turn off their television. That's really the only way that these guys can even somewhat go away and start...
And we had a governor's meeting yesterday where the vice president led a call with the governors. And we made the point, Dr. Birx and I, that there are about four or five things that they need to do to prevent that. One is universal wearing of masks, avoiding crowds, physical distance. Where possible, close the bars, if not, at least avoid the bars, and typical hand hygiene like washing. If we do that, hopefully we'll prevent multiple other states from becoming just like the southern states. So hopefully that will happen. And
they are today. Today I'm once again strongly recommending that everyone in South Carolina wear a mask when they are in public or in an enclosed setting and unable to social distance. Those are the rules that we've been hearing ever since we've been involved with this pandemic since March of this year. Number two, I'm calling on counties and municipalities to enact ordinances requiring the wearing of face masks, face coverings, practicing social distancing, following proper hygiene, all have been recommended by CDC and DHEC and everyone in between. And I'm also calling on local leadership. This is a time for local leadership. Local leadership is the answer to where we are going. If we're hoping for the best, but we need to prepare for the worst. And the way to prepare for the worst is to have local leadership involved in stopping the spread of this virus and keeping the people safe. One size does not fit all. Local authorities at the county and city level, municipal level, town level, of which we have 271 in South Carolina, all have access to enforcement authority, and it should be exercised. Number three, I'm ordering that effective Monday, August the 3rd, masks or face coverings will be worn in all state government offices and buildings according to the social distancing guidelines and procedures that have been developed by the Department of Administration and posted on accelerate.sc.gov. Number four, effective Monday, August the 3rd, South Carolina restaurants will be required by law, not recommendation as now, but by law, to follow the guidelines and recommendations issued by accelerate.com and crafted by DHEC and the South Carolina Restaurant and Lodging Association. And the restaurants have asked us for this help. There are some people who have not gotten the message, who need to be reminded. So this is now a mandatory.
As of yesterday, the governor has also added several new orders for businesses and citizens to be aware of. This includes the previously recommended guidelines for restaurants and other establishments that attract groups of people. Those are now mandatory. These mandates are restaurants operating dine-in services. They must be at no more than 50% occupancy. Employees and patrons are required to wear masks or face coverings. No more than 8 customers per table, unless they're from the same family, and standing or congregating in a bar area. All these are now prohibited. Other types of businesses, venues, or events where mass gatherings are permitted to be open are now required to implement Accelerate SC's guidelines, which include not exceeding 50% occupancy or 250 persons, whichever is less, requiring people to wear masks or face coverings as a condition of admission or participation, to enact social distancing rules. Cleaning and hygiene practices are recommended as well. And they ended the sale of alcohol at 11 o'clock at night. In addition, masks and face coverings must be worn in all state government buildings affected.
Apply to all establishments that possess a state permit to sell alcohol. Now, I remind you that throughout this, enforcement is important. These restaurant guidelines are enforceable by the state government, and that is through the State Law Enforcement Division, Department of Revenue, and DHEC, all of which, well, DHEC and Department of Revenue, which involve licensing, and SLED, of course, has criminal authority. Now, there are can be exceptions to this rule. Now, these restrictions that I've just announced on businesses, facilities, venues, events, and those things that I listed do not apply to these things: the conduct of official business or meetings of state, county, municipal, or local governments, colleges and universities, K through 12 schools, or any political subdivision of the state. Now, in accordance with the South Carolina Code of Laws, I hereby authorize and direct, any county or city official to enforce the provisions that I have outlined of this executive order and any prior or future orders issued in connection with the present state of emergency. I want to say that again. I want the city councils, the county councils, and everyone, the towns, everyone in between to know that in addition to the state authorities that I mentioned, those in licensing, DHEC, and Department of Revenue, and criminal investigatory authorities, that is SLED, in accordance with South Carolina law, I hereby authorize and direct any state, county, or city official, any officer, to enforce the provisions of this executive order and any prior or future orders issued in connection with this. The penalty for a violation of the provision in these orders is a misdemeanor, that is a crime. And upon conviction, the violator must be fined not more than $100 or imprisoned not more than 30 days. And South Carolina's important task is keeping our people safe and healthy. And the way to have our businesses open and flourish and put our people to work is to be safe by keeping your distance, wearing that mask, washing your hands, and being careful what you do.
Do you realize what it's doing? All the conventions, all the trade shows, gone. Gone. Don't forget to wear your mask. Stay 6 feet apart.
Oh no, we don't have to stay 6 feet apart. We're in Germany. We only have to stay 1.5 meters apart.
They're making this crap up.
Oh no, no, no. The wind stops blowing in Germany at 1.5 meters, and in America it stops blowing at 3 meters.
They're destroying life.
So really it's up to you to take the red pill or take the mask. But yeah, thanks World Economic Forum. Why is the World Economic Forum telling us about how they want to do blood tests? Does anyone even notice what's going on? Obviously, this is all an economic thing. This is a financial and economic collapse to bring in basically more government control, destroy most people, put most countries into sort of a obvious. We have Kill Gates, who's a tech guy, a geek, a nerd, not a doctor. He's running the whole thing. And we have the World Economic Forum working on blood tests for you. Does no one seem to notice, like, this is crazy? I guess not.
We know 99.744% of us don't die. Only 0.26% do. And so here we are. The fatality rate for all infections across all age groups, symptomatic as well as asymptomatic, is approximately 0.26%. What I've been saying is to protect that 0.26%, instead of wearing masks and hiding in our basements from this virus, which has only made it linger longer than any coronavirus in the history of mankind, the only thing we've achieved is let it linger outside our windows and doors longer than any other coronavirus, which is usually gone by the middle of summer, which we are in right now. That is all we've achieved, which is why when you open up and anyone decides to finally go out to a restaurant or shop or try to get a business up and rolling before they are devastated and lose their house and everything else, that maybe those of us that are healthy should go out. Since most of us are asymptomatic, meaning we don't even get symptoms, this is such a weak virus for us. For those people, I have said we should catch this cold so that we can create herd immunity to protect that group that are seriously at risk. I stand by that. Next, it is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. Aristotle. You see, this is what we have reduced ourselves to. The people that are behind this, whether it's pharma or some of the politicians you've accidentally elected into power, they now think you are so stupid that you can't hear a differing point of view and hold on to your own belief system. I agree with Aristotle. I hold you in much higher regard. But hey, again, that's my opinion too. If you think you're too stupid to think, then that's on you.
Oh, thanks, World Economic Forum, with a tweet called Traveling with Confidence. Oh, thanks, World Economic Forum. So if we want to travel or go to concerts or sporting events or any sort of large gathering, just going to need a blood sample from you. And apparently they're saying they can track if you got the COVID vaccine. So there's more of what we're seeing that they will, it's the mark of the beast system. So if you don't take their mark, you'll be shut out of most places. They'll never stop these guys unless... The only way is that people wake up and they stop listening to them, stop paying taxes, stop voting, turn off their television. That's really the only way that these guys can even somewhat go away and start using cryptocurrencies as well, by the way, because the money system is where they get most of their power.